with all the different climates around Arizona, there's all types of flower gardens, roses that can be grown. And as with everything that we put in and we take care of, and we don't want to see just destroyed and eaten up by insects or disease. That's where Rose RX 3-in-1 comes into place, and ready-to-use or quart economy size pint concentrates. It's Rose RX 3-in-1, made by Bonide. They are family-made in America and can be found at your local garden store, including Summer Winds on Bethany Home. If you're in Mesa and you've got the Mesa Rose Society, lots of rose growers there, find Rose RX 3-in-1 at Treeland Nurseries. And for Tucson, either Mesquite Valley Growers or out at Magic Garden Nursery, that's Rose RX 3-in-1 to protect your flowers, roses, and it can also be used on house plants, trees, and shrubs as well.
And we've got a full bevy of calls all lined up waiting to get into Rosie on the House. So let's get to the calls. We've got Paul calling from Tucson with a question in particular about his water treatment equipment. Paul, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Well, after a nervous time, the water recharged, the soft water through the roof, the pipe cracked, caused water damage in the house. Now, they're fixing that, according to the insurance companies taking care of that, but I have to replace the pipe. I guess it's an old cast iron pipe. Someone told me that I shouldn't put it back on the roof. I should put the discharge hose in the sewer line that's on the ground, clean out or whatever they call it.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay, I tell you what, Paul, I'm going to bring in, we're going to do what we call a lifeline here, and I'm going to reach out to our water, Rosie Certified Water Treatment Expert, Robin Pettijohn of Water Treatment Technologies. Robin, were you able to hear all of Paul's question?
Sure.
Okay. What's your take on that? Apparently they ran some amount of the discharge line up on the roof at one time.
Well, sometimes you don't have any choice when you install a softener on a home that does not have a loop for it. My favorite place in that case is underground and into the side of the, you know, just a few inches underground into the side of the clean out.
Okay.
However, we run a lot of them up into attics. If it's plastic pipe, which most vents are, then it's just easy to tap that. But if he's running up on the roof, then you've got to be selective in what type of piping you use. And we found out the hard way that, you run copper, right? Well, there's a big difference if it's rolled up copper or hard copper. Soft copper will leak after a few years. Hard won't.
Now, Paul, you've got the water damage done, and you're just now trying to...
They're working on it now.
And you're trying to figure out what strategy is best for you never to have this happen again in the future. Is it possible the way your house is plumbed that we could, as Robin says, get this discharge line buried off the side of the house somewheres and around to your clean out?
Well, that's what I was thinking. The clean out's only about 20 feet away on the ground. Well, then that's a no-brainer. As long as you don't have to go under sidewalks or go onto the other side of the driveway, then that's a no-brainer. Then I would just simply take and get a new discharge line and dig a trench and put it in there and drill a little hole on the side. And we usually shove enough tubing to go down in there about, 3 feet or so, and so it won't ever come out. And that's a great place. The softener just likes that. It works very well there.
There you go.
Yeah, well, the cleanout's got two openings. It's one of these U-type things.
Yeah, that's by code. That's the way you want it.
Which one do I use?
Whichever.
They say if I use the wrong one, it'll feed back into the house.
No.
That's not true.
No, it won't.
Because what you have underground is you got a Y going to the street and a Y going to the house. And because the homeowner's responsible for the sewer clear out to where it connects into the street. But that one that goes to the house, that water would, if it ran out that, it would just go up, and because there's no pressure on the water since it hits there, then it'll just go back the way that it normally would.
Yeah, and Paul,
it'll only go up a foot or two.
Yeah, and Paul, you have that double U, it's a double Y clean out. The clean out closest to the house will be discharging in the direction of the sewer tap at the street. So, you know, tap into the one closest to the house. But if you tap into the other one, it is not going to flow uphill back up into the house. You won't have to worry about that. Robin Pettijohn of Water Treatment Technologies, we appreciate you letting us interrupt your Saturday morning and be a rosy lifeline this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, man. We didn't wake you up, did we?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to do a woodworking project here in my, garage, but my shop.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Robin. Appreciate
it. You bet. Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, I actually got a call. I generally screen in the seventh hour when Mom's here.
Yeah.
And she sits here in the host seat. I took a call a couple weeks ago from a guy who said, well, he was talking it through, and I'm like, why are you asking? He's like, because I was trying to drain a pool, and it flooded the inside of the house. So
if
you've got a pressurized pump that's draining a pool, and you use the tap farthest from the house closest to the street that actually is angled into the home, it could create some problems.
That could create some problems, for sure.
So for a natural clean out, when you're cleaning out a water softener that's maybe discharging, 30-40 gallons.
Not enough to flow uphill, that's for sure.
Yeah, different story.
All right, we talk about being here for you to answer your questions, be a free information source to protect you and educate you. You know, I like doing all those things, but I love doing things that are fun. And so we came up in the height of this Great Recession, we came up with something that's called the Arizona Staycation, Travel Arizona. Sanderson Ford sponsored it, along with Arizona Highways and Arizona Office of Tourism. And we let you go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and register to win your own Arizona Staycation. You get to pick where in Arizona you want to go. You get to pick when you want to go, and there are no blackout dates, and there are no blackout locations. We work with the lodging companies in the area and see if we can't secure you free lodging. You go to Sanderson Ford and pick out any car they have in the demo lot. It's a lot of fun. You get to pick from all these brand new cars, pick the one of your choice and drive it. We've had people that were contemplating buying a Fusion, and they borrowed the Fusion the one time. We've had people take brand new F-150 Platinums. We've had people take Mustangs. That'd be my choice. I wouldn't even think twice. I'd take the Mustang. And of course, we've had people take that Lincoln MKX and MKZ, that beautiful SUV that Lincoln makes. So there's only one place to win this, and it's at rosieonthehouse.com. You'll see the Arizona flag with Sanderson Ford planted right in the middle of it. Travel Arizona, register to win. It's sponsored in part by the Soretta Candy Company that was founded 40 years ago in downtown Glendale by Jim Soretta Sr., who learned the candy making by his father-in-law back in a factory in Ohio. Now, Jim Sr. has passed this trade down to his entire family, and Soretta's is a family-owned chocolate family right there off the square of downtown Glendale. They make custom gourmet chocolates that will rock your world. Check them out at Soretta.com. That's Cerreta.com. And if you win, we featured earlier in the show Gila County and the traveling Mom and I had gone through last weekend traveling in Gila County. Well, we stayed at a place that's only been open about 9 years. And it's a couple from Las Vegas who have come to Globe, where it is originally her hometown. They move back home, and they buy an old rundown house that's actually been empty and vacated for 5 years, and it's all boarded up. And it's up on the top of a hill. And they have created an absolute incredible bed and breakfast called the Dream Manor Inn. Check them out at dreammanor.com. If you win an Arizona staycation and you want to get into the Globe in Miami area and go spend a day shopping plants at Boyce Thompson Arboretum or fishing down at Lake Roosevelt or just doing a road tour of the back road country around San Carlos Reservation or do maybe a little gambling at Apache Gold Casino, lots to do in Gila County. I tell you what, anytime I'm back in Gila County area, I'll be staying at Dream Manor Inn. Jennifer and I splurged. We took the Hilltop Romantic Suite. It's actually the the honeymoon suite.
I don't need any more details past that.
And it's got its own little balcony. All the windows open up to the east. We left the curtains open. It's two-story.
You can stop there, Dad. I don't need any more.
It's two-story. You're overlooking the swimming pool. And the biggest, goldest, yellowest sunrise woke us up that morning. It was absolutely
so
phenomenal.
It's facing east?
That particular
that
suite
patio.
Is.
Okay.
Now, Romy, we're going to go because down below, they have a whole Tuscany village where families can book rooms all next to each other.
Nice.
They've got an outdoor gazebo with a barbecue in it and stuff like that. It's cool. The Dream Manor Inn in Globe. If you're traveling that area and you're looking for a great place to stay a night or two or three, they do 250 weddings a year.
Wow.
250 weddings.
For only being open 9 years yeah. And a town of population less than 10,000.
And I tell you
they're booming some business through there.
And they've got construction projects going all over, man. They've got this whole nother little balcony. They've got this thing called a Tuscany room, which is a meeting room. And they're pushing out what it looked like to me, from what I could tell, is they were pushing out the veranda, making it a bigger and larger patio outside facing again to the east. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Dream Manor Inn and Globe. One of the places you could stay if you win the travel vacation sponsored by Sanderson Ford at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Let's have a little fun. Let's win one.
And I've still got unanswered questions here.
Yeah?
You mentioned you would take the Mustang.
Yes, I would.
I'm assuming it's a convertible?
Oh, yes, it is.
So where in your extensive travels in the state, if you had the weekend to just kill, would you take that?
Every single weekend that I'm traveling, I'm in my F-150 or 250, so I'm on some back dirt road or something. If I got the, if I could win this, well, I can't, but if I could win it, I'd take a GT Mustang convertible.
What road would you
hit? I'd drive straight to Safford, Arizona.
And go up 191.
And then I take 191 right up to Alpine and Hannigan Meadow and Springerville, and then I'd come back 60 through Salt River Canyon.
That's a good suggestion.
That's what I would
do.
That's
some pretty country. It's Rosie on the House, where you've got George and Larry in queue and a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.